Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And the lessons don't cover everything, so these podcasts are giving us just a bit more information on some verses. And today we're having a second look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. It reads, "Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest, whom we confess." In the previous podcast, we looked at the idea that the people that he's writing to needed to fix their thoughts on Jesus and how important that is for us as well. We've got a few more things to talk about today, but the first pastoral exhortation was to heed the word. Here's an exhortation here in chapter 3, but in chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, he says we must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. So they're there urged to pay attention to the word. Now they're being exhorted to heed, listen to, pay attention to Jesus as their apostle and high priest. So he's established, the writer, the superiority of Jesus Christ over the angels, and he's sustained that point. He's really gone to town over it with a very long discussion about how important the incarnation is, the enfleshing of the divinity, that Jesus really was divine. And as well as human. But now, in the rest of chapter 3, the author is going to turn to the significance of Jesus being superior to Moses, and of course, by implication, superior to the law. That's going to be very important. But before we go on to focus on that, just wanted to look at one particular phrase here in verse 1, which is that having been called holy brothers, the writer says, this is who you are, and you share in the heavenly calling. What do we share in as Christians? What do we share in as people who are followers of Jesus Christ? Well, Jesus himself, we've already found in Hebrews, shared in our humanity. That's chapter 2, verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil. So, Jesus has shared in our humanity, and we now have the opportunity to share in the heavenly calling. We get to share in Christ, chapter 3 of Hebrews, verse 14, later on in this chapter. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly to the end the confidence we had at first. We get to share in the Holy Spirit. Also, chapter 6, verse 4, those of us who've shared in the Spirit, he talks about there. And we also get to share in the discipline. The discipline that God gives us because he loves us as sons, and indeed he disciplined Jesus to be able to be the perfect sacrifice for us. But that's talked about in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8. If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. So we share in Christ and the Holy Spirit and discipline and many other things. So why here does the writer mention this, that they are holy brothers and that they share in the heavenly calling? I think he does this because he wants them to remember how significant they are, that they are not insignificant people, that they are not people who have not been chosen, not been called. They have been called and they have been given a share in this heavenly calling, something beyond what they can see. They are frightened about persecution that is on them or about to come upon them or could come upon them. They are frightened about losing material possessions in a way that they never used to be. They are frightened about perhaps being identified as followers of Jesus Christ and being rejected by their Jewish brethren, as they are Jewish Christians. It didn't used to bother them, but now it's bothering them again. And sometimes that can happen to us, that things around us bother us in ways that they never used to, perhaps when life was simpler or we were first a Christian. This sharing in the heavenly calling is emphasized by the writer to remind these people of the great dignity with which God has invested them, given them, a dignity that it would be insulting to God to treat lightly. Let us never take for granted this great dignity that we have been given, that we share in the heavenly calling. Well, next time we're going to look at another point from this verse, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and you can find us on nwlcc.org. You can email me on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you have time, go to iTunes, look at MCCX in podcasts, and give us a review if you could. Thanks very much, and until the next time, God bless.